Morris there in front of McMullins, a bit central here. Plays a lovely ball in towards Patching. Patching takes it, shoots, yes. Scores! Absolute brilliant play. There was a call for a handball by Patching, but I don't believe it was. Patching right-footed shot, just in the penalty box. Not a lot of power, but there's no way that Nathan Shepherd was stopping it. And Derry City are a goal up after 41 minutes.
Absolutely. There's a big shout for handball, Michael, but to be fair to Patching, he could have claimed that, but he absolutely didn't. He
continued. Scottish compatriot Paul McMullen takes a lovely ball in towards Patching. Patching into the six-yard box, and Derry City go 2-0 up. The ball breaks at the edge of the box, and coming in, I'm not entirely sure who the goal scorer was.
It's Ben Doherty.
Must have been coming in. He missed one in the first half, but with literally 1.5 minutes gone here in the second half, Derry City double their lead and are 2-0 up, Dermot.
Absolutely brilliant, Michael. Just what we spoke before the kickoff.
Coming up towards the edge of the box, can he get across? And he comes inside. He's taken over. It's a penalty. Has to be a penalty. Is a penalty. So Derry City have a penalty after 75 minutes. He cuts inside. I'm not sure which Dundalk defender came in, but took his right leg, and Derry City have a penalty and a chance to go 3-0 up. Here comes Will Patching. Shepherd on the line. Here comes Patching. Little study. Puts it to Shepherd's right hand side. Runs over to the jubilant Derry City fans on the terrace. Derry City lead by 3-0. 76 minutes gone. And you'd have to think this match is home and holes, Dermot.
Well, you would hope so, Michael. It'll be 13 and a half minutes they go. I said they had to get up there.
You go to Daly Mount Park and you get a point and you play well. And they follow it up with a brilliant one here as outstanding, and real credit to the players. We obviously, Boyce and Dunnigan and Connolly and Duffy and Diallo unavailable to us tonight, but to come here and put in a courageous display like that is shows you where the players are at the minute. We've had awful luck in recent times, but we've got three brilliant goals. We looked a real threat on the counter-attack and could have had a couple more. They've had chances, but when you go 2-0 up at Oriel Park and your subconscious makes you want to hang on to it and you drop deeper and deeper, which invites crosses into the box when you get Pat Hogan and people like that. Listen, Brian's made 4 or 5 incredible saves and we did ride our luck at times, but I felt right up until the point where we went 2-0 up, we were thoroughly in control.
Rory, can I just say that that's 2-1s for Derry and 20 games down here, so it shows you the magnitude of the 3-1-1 as well.
Aye, it's Oriel Park is an extremely difficult place to come to. You've seen this season, last season, under Stevie, that I don't know, they've lost very few games here, I know that. But as I said, I think first hour tonight, our performance is really good, really professional. We've had to hang on, rode a bit of luck, but still looked a threat on the counter-attack and had Brian Maherty thank for some big saves. But I would describe it as a professional enough performance and a big, big 3 points.
You've always said all season, Rory, about the depth of the squad. Sam Todd, Shane McAleenney, centre-half partnership for the first time. And, you know, all right, rode their luck a bit at times, but they were happy with a clean sheet after their 70, 80 minutes together.
Aye, well, Sam hasn't played all season. Mark Connolly gets injured last week. Michael Duffy picks up a niggle this week. Dunnigan's unavailable to us. Diallo, so... We had to put Sam in. We had no choice, I thought he adapted absolutely brilliantly. I thought he put in a really good display along with Shane, who deserves huge credit. I thought Shane was outstanding tonight. His leadership qualities shone through, but I don't really want to single people out. I just think it was a gutsy performance, and up until the hour mark, I thought we were really good.
3 goals, 3 points away from home, move second on the table with results elsewhere. UCD bottom of the table, but still a big match away again, Rory, in Dublin.
Of course, it's a big match. It's our game in hand, and we need to put the points on the board. Pats were fortunate to get a victory at UCD last week, so we know that it's not going to be that. It's not going to be as simple as what people might feel. So we need to go down there, be professional like we always try and be, and get a big 3 points.